Every 2 years, lawmakers put together a capital budget for major construction projects, most of which are paid for through borrowing. In Governor Ventura's first run through the process, he has made clear from the start he wants to keep the total package within $400 million and to exclude projects that don't fill a statewide need. House Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty says the Republicans concurred.
And that reflects, I think, a new philosophy or a new governing approach to reform the bonding process in Minnesota to make sure that it is not only fiscally responsible, but that the projects that the state is funding have at least regional significance and hopefully statewide significance. And so we're trying to bring to a close those days where perhaps a municipal water park or some other projects were funded primarily using state dollars.
The Republican bill fits Ventura's spending targets, but it's not exactly a carbon copy. House Speaker Steve Swigum says Ventura's approach was slanted towards the metropolitan area and neglected higher education needs.
We have balanced that. We have brought projects to Crookston, to Winona, to Morris, to St. Cloud, to Mankato in this bill in higher education. In fact, higher education and K-12 education, those two combined will represent well over half of this bonding bill.
Increasing education spending while staying within the governor's spending cap means shuffling dollars, in this case, away from a new crime lab for the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Ventura is seeking $58 million for that project, while House Republicans allocate less than $28 million. Finance Commissioner Pam Wheelock says it's unfair to criticize Ventura for neglecting rural Minnesota while, at the same time, cutting BCA funding.
Some facilities like the BCA, we're really constructing to provide support for law enforcement agents throughout the state and for court officials as well, and that the benefit of that is really statewide. So when you look at it, we're actually spending slightly more per person in outstate Minnesota than we are in the metro area.
But John Hoffland says the GOP bill is a significant improvement over the governor's. Hoffland represents the coalition of greater Minnesota cities.
I think the clear winner and the smart move they made was to increase the investment in higher education, especially in greater Minnesota. That's really going to be greater Minnesota's key to economic development and staying strong economically.
Hoffland also says he thinks the $400 million bonding limit has been set too low. He says it excludes many worthy projects throughout the state, and Senate DFLers are inclined to agree. Senator Dick Cohen of St. Paul chairs the Senate State Government Finance Committee. He says the governor's bonding cap is, quote, illogical.
And the House, again, continues that same old illogic, but does so in a way where they, obviously take care of the bulk of their caucus members by excluding certain geographies. Notably, obviously, St. Paul, Minneapolis are excluded, as best I can tell, in totality.
Republicans dispute that assertion. They say projects are evenly distributed across GOP and DFL districts. Providing some concessions to Democratic priorities may be in their best interest. To pass a bonding bill in the House requires a 60% supermajority, meaning when the Republicans present their plan, they'll need to court at least 20 DFL votes. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.